Good afternoon. We'd like to welcome everyone to this afternoon's study session for the Mesa City Council for Monday, May 16th. We'll begin today's meeting with a review of tonight's City Council agenda. Okay. First page, everyone ready? Items 3A through 4B. Oh, first of all, I would like to excuse Councilmember Higgins, who's out of town, and I think will be joining us in the regular meeting by phone, and Councilmember Summers is on, who's en route, and will be here late. Second page, items 5A through 5F. Page 3, items 5G through 5J. Page 4, items 5K through 6E. Page 5, items, that's page 6. Yeah, page 6, I'm sorry. Did I skip a page? I did. Nope, I didn't. Page 6, items 6F through 7C. Did Councilman Higgins still want to remove 7A from the consent agenda? Okay. Item 7A is removed from the consent agenda by the request of Councilmember Higgins. Page 7, items 8A through 10B. And page 8, items 11A. Okay. All right, the next item on the agenda is item 2A, hear a presentation, discuss, provide direction on the 2011-2012 City Council Strategic Initiatives.
This is a follow-up conversation stemming from February when you had your strategic planning workshop to talk about your strategic initiatives. What we wanted to do today is we heard what you told us and what you said, and so what we've done is updated the language slightly based on words that you used, and we just wanted to revisit this with you one more time to make sure this really does reflect what you want it to say, because these really belong to you. So I'll just get started. The former version for the Economic Development Strategic Initiative read as follows: that it's innovative, development, and business-friendly, includes a variety of strategic tools, redevelopment of older and vacant areas, and a focus on high-value job creation and employment. Some of the comments we heard from you were you wanted to bring in the HEAT initiative and some of that wording. You wanted to add an element about success-oriented businesses and services. And you liked the global marketplace. And so we went ahead and updated it. And you have the draft now in front of you, which basically is the same, but pursues a variety of healthcare, education, aerospace, tourism, or HEAT initiatives, and other dynamic citywide opportunities, seeks entrepreneurial solutions, ensures success-oriented business and industry partnerships and tools, and delivers new jobs to propel Mesa's economic growth, prosperity, and innovative spirit forward within the global marketplace. I'm going to just keep going through all of these, and you let me know if you have some comments or questions. The next one was quality of life, and the former version is before you at this point. And some of the comments that you had on this were about youth and making sure that there was an enhanced focus on youth and bringing them in, and recreation and open space and libraries. You felt those were some of the missing elements here. So the new draft looks like this: quality of life for Mesa citizens and youth, offers safe and clean neighborhoods, invests in outstanding recreation, libraries, and community open space, delivers transportation choices, elevates culture, arts, and education, and ensures solutions are sustainable and environmentally responsible. The third strategic initiative is community engagement. And again, some of your comments were about youth and making sure that we were incorporating that element. You also wanted to enhance the volunteers and their participation. And there were some discussions about communications, but use of technology in our communications. So the new draft reads that community engagement builds pride in Mesa, encourages and develops a wide range of civic and neighborhood leadership, involves nonprofits, faith-based organizations, community youth, and volunteers, and maximizes direct communications with residents using a variety of tools and technology. Financial stability. One of the things you wanted to do was better define what all financial factors meant, and change the word organizational to operational. And so the new version reads, financial stability provides proactive leadership and considers all financial factors in order to diversify revenues, bring new jobs to Mesa, create responsible budgets, and ensure operational efficiencies. And then regional leadership. For the most part, council liked this, and but you felt like it needed to be reworded a little bit to be more easily read. So we've changed it. We've made it into two sentences. So now it reads, regional leadership acknowledges that Mesa's and the region's well-being are intertwined. We recognize Mesa's responsibility to be a leader of and an active participant in working with regional partners to find innovative and sustainable solutions to regional challenges. The other thing we did is we took out a lot of the that's. So that is the update that we have for your strategic initiatives, and I just wanted to make sure that what we did incorporated your thoughts. If there's any changes that we need that need to be made, we can do that now or later, but again, we just want to make sure that these are yours.
Okay, any questions or comments? There's a couple of sort of awkward, as you did a great job in trying to cut and paste some things in, just a couple of phraseology, but it doesn't change the meaning of anything, then we don't need to go over that now.
Okay.
Other than that, I thought you did a really good job of integrating what we had talked about and dealing with a lot of varied suggestions. So seems like you got the spirit of what we're trying to get to.
Okay, then what we will do is we'll post these new versions. I'll talk to you, Mayor, offline on that.
Yeah.
And we'll start using these in staff's day-to-day planning and in our resources planning. And we'll, again, as we did last year, make sure that all of your boards and committees know about these.
Yeah, for example, I think, and I can't remember where it is, there's one that probably needs to be put back in, and that's about it.
Okay.
Because it actually works in that area. The other areas, it was repetitive and awkward, but this one actually works. Okay.
Okay, thank you. Oh, there's one more thing I did forget to tell you. In addition, we've built a website. I wanted to just bring this to your attention right now. And what we want to do is make sure that citizens at home can get as much detail as they'd like on your strategic initiatives and your discussions, or as little detail as they'd like. So what we will do, and I'll just show you the economic development one at this point, is when they come to your strategic plan page from here on out, if you like this idea, is they can click on the economic development, and they'll see the celebrating our successes and the looking forward fact sheets that we reviewed with you in February. If they want more detail, because this just lists your strategic initiative, they can hit the more detail button. And then what this brings up is, if you remember, the council went through discussion about kind of what you think is your number one priority for each strategic initiative. And you sort of created these like priority statements or vision statements for each one. And so this lists all seven of your vision statements. And then if they still want more detail, they can go to the next level, which basically took the long brainstorm list that you had and categorized it into usually between 10 and 15 kind of summarized comments that you all felt kind of captured the essence of your conversation. And still yet, if they'd like to see all of the original data, they can go there and see it as well. So that way they get the full spectrum.
Councilman Richards? Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate it. No, go ahead.
I had misheard what was pulled off the consent agenda, by Councilmember Higgins. Was that 7A or 7B?
7A.
Because I had misread it. But I thought, for some reason, I thought it was the landmark sign that she was pulling off. I'd like to pull the landmark sign off as
well. So that would be also...
Have discussion. The reason for it is because the P&Z and the Design Review Board both approved options that allowed for electronic messaging or a more static option. And I'm not... We probably should have a discussion about whether or not we should go one way or the other on that. We've been a little bit hesitant about allowing too much of the electronic messaging, and probably should.
So we have both 7 Alpha and 7 Bravo that are off the consent agenda.
Yeah, thanks.
Do you want to delay that instead? Have some more conversation about it?
One thing we can talk about is see where we stand. Unless you want to talk about it right now, since it's introduction.
The sign?
Yes.
Yeah, because this is introduction, so if you want to talk about
like
it now, now's a good time
talk
to talk
about now, or we come back in a study session in the future, what, before the 6th?
Let's come back in a study session.
Okay.
Instead of doing it now. Let's go ahead and introduce it.
Introduce it tonight, and then we'll do a follow-up with a study session.
Right.
And it would come back on the 6th, is that right? Okay, so before then.
Is there sufficient flexibility to introduce it if we change something, or?
No, well, if we change something, we'll just have to reintroduce it. We'll have to go back because we'll be going...
Planning and zoning and...
We would have to do it anyway because it would deviate. If we put any restrictions that planning and zoning didn't have on there, we'd have to change the ordinance anyway.
Right. They approved it for the flexibility to the owner, whether they did the messaging sign and or
right.
the static.
So, Mr. Wesley, if we went in, if we were to decide one way or the other, if we left it the way it is, it can go through and we'll vote on it. If we change it to either expand or exclude it, can we expand it, or we can simply exclude it, or how would that work based on what was approved by P&Z?
As Mayor, Council, the P&Z board did send it with the recommendation to leave it open to the developer to go either way. If you do want to restrict that, it would cause a reintroduction because it does specifically talk about the electronic message sign in the ordinance.
Yeah, the reintroduction of the ordinance, but it would not have to go back to P&Z.
No,
it would just...
Right.
We just have to reintroduce ordinance. Yeah, okay.
Would it just be easier to pull it and talk about it this week and then put it back on the agenda?
I don't think 6.5 does the other at that time. We'll just put it on the consent. We'll just put it on the study session as quickly as we can. Just talk about the details.
So we leave it on for tonight for
introduction.
And if there's a problem, we'll pull it the next time.
Okay.
We'll just make sure it goes through.
Because if we don't get the study session or we can't get all the answers to the study session before the 6th, we can push it back, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We can
and we may settle it, and it may go on
right.
the agenda. And
I'm just,
right.
You have that flexibility. There's nothing that's locking you into the
right.
Gen 6.
Okay. And I don't think if this thing isn't built in the next 27 minutes that it's going to be the end of the world, is it? Oh, okay.
Depends on who you ask.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to be flippant about it, but I think that we can, the time is not critical as it is in other areas, is what I was trying to say, and failed miserably at saying that, but that's okay. All righty. Next item on the agenda is to acknowledge receipt of minutes on the Economic Development Advisory Board. I have a motion by the Vice Mayor, second by Councilman Kavanaugh. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Hear reports on meetings and conferences attended. Do we have any reports?
I do.
Vice Mayor.
I'd like to thank some 200 volunteers who turned out this week at the Golden Hills Park to construct a playground equipment, and the mayor who showed up for the ribbon cutting.
Timing is everything.
Timing is everything. I was there at 8 o'clock in the morning and got the sunburn to prove it because we didn't get done until 3:30. I don't know why they call it playground because that was a lot of work. But it's the Golden Hills Park came into the city, I found out, about 1985 and hasn't had any amenities there whatsoever. So now, in addition to the playground equipment, which was donated largely by corporate sponsors who put up quite a bit of money, we got some shade screen on top of it as well. We have a patio area that's covered with picnic table, barbecue grill, charcoal. There's a water fountain, and then they've been having some issues with people failing to clean up after their animals, so they put garbage cans in the little dispensaries throughout, which you see at a lot of parks. So they finally, it only took almost 30 years to get it, but again, it was only because of the generosity of a number of our corporate sponsors and the volunteers that were able to do it. So thanks to everybody who showed up to help put it together, and to staff in the Parks Department who helped make this happen. That was a lot of work that went on, and they all showed up to put it together as well. And Mayor, thanks for your inspirational words on Saturday.
I'm sure it made a difference. Thank you. Anything else? Councilmember Glover.
This past weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we did a charrette for the Washington Park Escobedo area. Councilmember Richens and I attended. They received a Harvard Loeb Fellowship grant to help design plans for the community, and it was a great event. We had a great turnout and great public participation, so it was a lot of fun.
Thank you. Anything else? On Friday, I had the opportunity to attend the A-plus school celebration at the Boulder Creek Elementary School, which is down off of east of Sossaman and south of Guadalupe. It's in City of Mesa, Gilbert Public School. We have the privilege of attending two of those in the city. This Friday, I get to go to Salk Elementary. But this was quite the scene to see this these kids. And the coolest thing about it, and I wish I had taken a video, was I've never seen a group of kids, and I don't know how big the elementary school is, but it's large for a school. And all the kids were sitting from kindergarten on up down on the floor. And they started out the session. All of a sudden, the Star Spangled Banner came on. And so, you know, you stood up and turned around and looked at the flag. And I had my back to the audience, and what I didn't expect was that all 700-plus kids from kindergarten up would break into the most perfect rendition of the Star-Spangled Banner I've ever heard. And it was so cool to hear elementary school kids, especially kindergarten kids and first graders, to sing pitch-perfect and word-perfect the Star-Spangled Banner. And it was pretty incredible. And I understood why they're an A-plus school, because they operate so cohesively and as a unit. And then, of course, they follow that up with the Pledge of Allegiance. And it was cool to be there. Congratulations to them. Great neighborhood in the Boulder Creek neighborhood. Great staff. And, of course, the kids and the parents create schools like that. And it's great to have two A-plus schools, the best of the best in Mesa. And we're proud of our educators and our teachers, and especially proud of our kids, because they did a great job. And over the weekend also, congratulations to Mountain View boys volleyball took state, and Red Mountain girls softball took state. And I understand that one of our doubles teams, tennis teams, that's horrible. Mountain View double tennis took state. So. Always great when our kids excel and succeed, and I'll get that last one right, and we'll send out a nice congratulations to them. But we really appreciate when they do great things, and they do great things a lot, and we don't give them enough credit. It's one of those successes we need to celebrate, especially when our kids do great things. So that was my opportunity over the weekend. All right, Mr. Brady.
Yes, Mayor, to remind the council and the community that tomorrow, Tuesday, May 17th, we'll have the grand opening of the Mesa Express Library from 3:30 to 5 p.m. That will be at the Power Square Mall, which is located at 2055 South Power Road. So we invite everybody to come out and enjoy that really historic event as we open up a long-needed library services in Southeast Mesa. And our next study session will be this Thursday, May 19th. Thank you.
One more item. Councilman Richens, since we're going to bring that up in a study session, you want to put that back on consent, that introduction?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that was the assumption. Thank you.
I guess I hadn't actually asked you. So 7B is back on the consent agenda. 7A remains off the consent agenda.
If we don't mind, if we have just a little time, just let me let the council know that, as you know, we're preparing to go out into the bond market for our revenue and general obligation bonds. Last week, it was confirmed to us. We maintained our good bond ratings that we've worked so hard to get, stable outlook, so we have that going into selling bonds this Wednesday. I will be in the market, and that will come to council on Thursday. So we'll be able to see results of that sell. So the good news is we have good ratings, and hopefully the market will hold. It's been a good market this week, and hold in our favor come Wednesday. So we'll let you know on Thursday. So thank you.
Good. Okay. Anything else? Great. A motion to adjourn from Councilmember Kavanaugh, a second from Councilmember Finter. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. We'll see you upstairs in a few minutes. Thank you.